You want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. Order up! It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we are going to the video game side of sports, and we're going to talk about and order up our favorite pro wrestling games. From 5 to 1, what do you got, D?
All right, so I'm going to start real old school. I'm going Royal Rumble on the Super Nintendo. Had Bret Hart, Undertaker, Ric Flair, Million Dollar Man, Macho Man Randy Savage, and the list goes on and on. Excellent, excellent game. Then, the step up from that at number 4, I've got Monday Night Raw for Super Nintendo. You had Doink the Clown, you had 1-2-3 Kid, it had finishers, and then it had also super finishers. Now, number 3, this is when the game changed, man. WCW NWO Revenge. Man, that game changed it. You had, this was the game that started it all. You had the new engine. You had Aki Man. You had Fatal 4 Ways. Changed the game. Number 2, for me, WrestleMania 2000. Finally, they had the WCW NWO engine with the WWF wrestlers. And it was a dream come true. And number 1, I'm still playing it today. No Mercy, man. It's the best of all time. Ladder matches, First Blood, Royal Rumbles. You can counter finishers. Amazing. And then runners up, I've got WCW, NWO, and then I've got WWE All-Stars.
Nice. We have... Well, we have a lot of crossover. Now, the question is the order. I'm going to start with number 5. Pro wrestling for the Nintendo.
Okay.
Old school.
That had Ultimate Warrior? Did that have Ultimate Warrior?
It didn't have Ultimate Warrior, but it had, you know, you had
Hogan?
Your guy. No, this was the independent game from pro wrestling from Nintendo.
So
like Starman and just like, you know, Hayabusa, like not that Hayabusa, not the real Hayabusa, the other guy, just loosely based on real wrestlers. It was a very good game and still play it to this day. If you have Nintendo Switch, you can go into the classics, you can definitely find it. Or if you have a retro Nintendo, it's one of the games that's preloaded on there. So definitely give it a try. Recently, maybe about a year or two ago, Virgil actually went to an independent wrestling event as Starman. He was revealed, you know, he was wrestling at the event as Starman, took off his mask, and oh shit, there's Virgil. Good for Virgil. Nice. Meat Sauce Mike. Congratulations. Number 4, I'm with you on Royal Rumble from Super Nintendo. I think I actually played that at your house.
Probably
yeah. So I think you also had Luger, you had Tatanka, Macho Man, you had
Yokozuna.
So many guys. Yoko.
I'm pretty sure Yokozuna was in that too. It was a big deal to do the bonsai drop from the corner.
Yeah, Kona Crush. Like you had a lot of superstars. And you know, it was a step above WrestleMania, the arcade game. It wasn't as Mortal Kombat-y. It wasn't super fight. It wasn't like a fighting game. Like, that's the main difference for me between Royal Rumble and WrestleMania, the arcade game. It was a little bit more true to what professional wrestling is. Number 3, going a little bit more modern. SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain. Right? A more modern approach. More match types. Not only WWE superstars from that time. You had your Lesnar, you had your Angle, you had you know, the modern roster, but you also had your fair share of legends. That was the real, the first introduction of legends into, like, the idea of it. So, a really good story mode. Here Comes the Pain was a good one. Number two, I'm going WCW NWO Revenge. Yep. It was the platform on which number one was built. So you were able to do a little bit of customization. You were able to do a little bit of creation. You had a story mode with the belts. You can go after a title. You were able to unlock certain wrestlers, especially if you had a Game Shark. Now we're going really old school with the Game Shark. You can get the Wrath code. You can actually, you know, get Wrath. He was a downloadable character. You can turn Mortis into Canyon. There are a lot of different things going on there. And number one, WWF No Mercy. Like, come on, man.
So good.
Like, come on. It's such a good game. You can create titles. You can create pay-per-views. You can, you know, you could do so much with that. And it's still fun. It is still fun to this day. And, you know, it's just nostalgic, man. I used to go over to your house. We used to go over to our boy's house. We used to hang out and just play that game. And, like, it speaks to childhood and the innocence of it. And just, like, a bunch of guys just hanging out, having fun. Just and
it.
It's still a fantastic game. And, like, I would definitely be down to play. Like, that's, you know, that's, it goes without question that that is far and away the best of the best.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.